As if having to leave Hexalant wasn't bad enough, the Mordant team found, when they emerged from the alley, that they weren't the only ones moving. The giant mech was also making progress, though it had gone through structures rather than darting around them like the supers. The only actual upside of walking into the mech's shadow was that there was so much chaos, a few people in costumes didn't draw much attention. Zone gazed up at the machine with wide-eyed terror.
Fuck me.
Galvanize grabbed his shoulder and jerked him forward.
Come on, we either run or die.
They raced along the fractured city streets, trying to stay in the cover of nearby buildings. All thoughts of direction were gone from their minds. Mordant was no longer their goal. Now, all they cared about was dodging robots and surviving. Then, Galvanize spotted a small alley, its entrance almost completely obscured from view, which would take them in the opposite direction of the robot hordes. It might even give them a chance to circle back for Hexalant. He grabbed Bubble Bubble and Zone and pulled them against the wall of a building.
See that alley over there? We need to get to it.
We'll never make that. There are too many small robots. If we try to go all the way around, we'll be caught for sure.
What if we went under it?
It's probably more dangerous underneath.
Seeing as the edges are definitely going to get us killed, I'm weirdly okay with probably more dangerous. Whatever we do, let's do it soon.
He knew it was a cliche, but Galvanize definitely felt time slow down as they ran into the shadow of the giant mech. All the madness that had been filling their ears was somewhat blocked by the impossibly big structure around them. All he could see was the entrance to the alley that never seemed to get any closer. But suddenly, Galvanize caught sight of a red glow in his peripheral vision.
Jump!
Galvanize threw himself to the side. Where he had just been, there was a large, smoking, glowing hole in the street. Zone and Bubble Bubble had followed orders and were cautiously sitting up. Galvanize looked up to the source of the attacks and felt his heart drop. All along the underside of the robot were at least 24 glowing red circles, each of which could roast him and his team alive. One of them glowed, preparing to fire. Bubble Bubble was stooped down, arms held out as she focused on keeping the orb around them in place. With every shot that landed, her body seemed to shake. Galvanize knew she was only buying them a few extra seconds, maybe a minute tops.
Getting tired.
I know. It's okay.
Galvanize put his arms around both his teammates.
We've done our best.
Bubble Bubble's arms fell, and the orb around them flickered out of existence. Galvanize closed his eyes. Galvanize felt a tremendous blast of wind strike and send him spinning roughly through the air.